Right here on NITV Radio. We've got Melanie on the line from the Gold Coast, just north of there. Hi, Melanie. Who's your mob and where are you from?
Hi. My mob's Gitterbal, Bundjalung, so neighbouring mob of the Gold Coast Yugambeh language-speaking people, so just at the back of Bow Desert. And I live on the northerly side of the Gold Coast in Labrador currently.
And what has the last 24 hours been like for you? Can you paint a picture, sis?
Oh, gosh, it's been quite stressful. You know, I lived in North Queensland for 4 years, and thank goodness I never experienced anything like this, but the lead up to it's been quite stressful. However, we've had good communications from the emergency services, from the City Council, Gold Coast City Council, through their dashboard, and I've kept up to date with those warnings. You can get texted those warnings as they come through. So I've kept pretty much up to date, and the wind was terrifying last night. You know, it started about, 7 o'clock, and got worse as the night progressed, and then losing electricity. And internet's been fatal for me.
Look out, Drew, eh? I know, right? First world problem, sis, eh?
Yeah. So they've been off since about 8 o'clock last night. And, you know, we're just encouraging everybody. You know, I've encouraged my neighbours to just stay put until the wind dies down. The last thing, you know, that we want is to lose any lives or people to be damaged. You know, I think we've had enough warning to gather stocks and supplies and just sit tight and until, you know, perhaps tomorrow. I think they're now talking that it'll settle down somewhat.
And are you okay for food stock and supplies for your home, Melanie?
I am. Thank goodness. I went and got the necessities if I hadn't already had them earlier in the week. I've got my two beautiful puppies who are keeping me company, and they've got food, so we're all good.
Have you been outside and had a look around, and what do the streets look like?
I'm a bit protected here. I'm in sort of the back of a series of duplexes. And I've got a small yard. Look, it's very wet, very wet. The puppies will stay in with me for the next few days. Trees are falling up and down the coast, and that's, you know, the reason why we're without power at the moment. And generally speaking, when we get a lot of water, the internet can go off too at times. But it's not looking too bad where I am, thank goodness.
Do you know how long you'll be without power for?
They're going to give us an update at 12 o'clock, Energex, apparently. I'm not with Energex. I'm with one of their other providers, but they did say that Energex would be given an update at 12 o'clock.
And have you managed to have time this morning to check in with family and friends?
Yes. So I've checked in with my brother. He's in Brisbane. They were fine and they didn't lose power. You know, my poor family in Northern Rivers, in Lismore and Ballina and surrounds, they're just so traumatised. They have been traumatised, you know, since the 2022 floods down there, where some of them were rescued, you know, with, they thought they were going to lose their lives. The water was, you know, literally up to their chin. And, you know, and now they have to go through this again. Some of those have evacuated, some of them haven't. You know, they're staying with their pets until such time as they really need to go. Yeah, it's terrible. My heart goes out to all my relations and families and friends, you know, down in that Northern Rivers district. It's tragic, it really is.
Well, do stay safe. I do hope all your family, friends and loved ones in the Northern Rivers region of Northern New South Wales, do stay safe and do take care. Thanks for joining us on NITV Radio today, and take it easy, sis.
Thank you, sis.
Thank
Pleasure.
You.
Pleasure.